Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Susan DeVincent along with Yvonne Ermey. Today we're speaking to Este Elias. She's the director of Humble Designs San Diego. They're a nonprofit that serves people that are emerging from homelessness by furnishing their new homes.
Thank you guys for having me. Tell us a little bit about Humble Designs. You guys aren't actually finding homes for people, but you're furnishing homes for them. Is that correct?
Yes, we are a nonprofit that was founded in Detroit in 2009, and we take donated furniture and we furnish homes for families leaving homelessness. We expanded to Chicago, Seattle, and San Diego in the past few years, and we're just really happy to be in the San Diego community. We're loving it.
Okay, I am so happy that you came to San Diego because, as you know, this must be why you chose us and not just because of our weather. We have a tremendous need here in San Diego. We have a big homeless population, which I imagine you know those numbers very well.
We do. We have around 8,000 homeless in San Diego right now that they know of, and yeah, it's been awesome. Just being here, it's been a great journey meeting the community. Right when we, you know, expanded here, we were able to meet with the awesome nonprofits like Father Joe's, Alpha Project, ECTLC, really just got to know the community. And I have to say, I love just working with these other shelters and programs and just seeing the hard work everyone's doing every day to help people leaving homelessness. So we've been able to furnish one home per week since we opened about a year and a half ago. Friday will be our 61st home.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And you do the entire home. This isn't just like a room or two, like, you know, we see on the reality shows, like you pick the room that we're going to do. You do their whole home?
We do. It's an amazing process that my founders created. We have two part-time designers that meet with the family on a Monday. Mm-hmm. They interview them and they ask them dignified questions like, you know, what's your year been like? What are your favorite colors? What are your hobbies? What are your kids like? So our designers go back to our warehouse. It's kind of set up like a Bed Bath & Beyond. And they choose, they choose items. And they also personalize items for the family based on their hobbies and their likes. So we always paint the kids' name above the bed. That's one of our staples.
That's cute.
It's cute. It provides a sense of ownership and dignity. And, you know, they feel like it's their home because we definitely, you know, whatever their hobbies are, we kind of make the room the theme around that. So they feel just a lot of ownership and it feels like they're looking at their own style. So yeah, we furnish the home on Fridays and we do it in 4 hours.
Okay, so first you do an interview to figure out personality and design scheme, I guess. And then after that, you guys actually come in and furnish the home. So from beginning to end, how long does this process take?
It's a week process. We have the designers interview and go back to the warehouse on Monday. We have volunteers and movers throughout the week kind of organizing the furniture, helping create those personalized items, you know, on, say, Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, we're furnishing the home, which we have 10 volunteers from the community or from sponsors to help furnish the home with us.
And you know what's cool? I bet it's even hard for a lot of people, especially for kids, to even identify what their style might be.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been asked those kind of questions before. They maybe haven't even had a home of their own before, or they've just accepted whatever was given to them, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we learn every week is a new adventure for us. We're helping, obviously, so many different families. We also have a very diverse group that we help. We help veterans, individuals, you know, people leaving foster youth, families, single mothers leaving domestic violence, single fathers. So we do see different stories every week. And I will say that, you know, I think one time when in the beginning, when I was the designer, I asked the client, what are your hobbies? And she said, I don't have any hobbies. And I'm sure she hadn't heard that question in a while. And I said, no, well, what do you like to do? And she's like, well, you know, sometimes I like to cook. And I'm like, that's a hobby. You like cooking? All right, let's give you an entirely fit kitchen. Let's give you some shelves with all the cooking and baking things you could want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things, you know, coming from a homeless shelter or living in your car. There are a lot of things that, you know, it's taken away from you that you don't realize. We have a lot of kids, as you guys might know, Dreams for Change parking lot. There's, you know, families living in their cars. Mm-hmm. And what is awesome about when they have a furnished home is it's really occupational. They now have a table to eat, you know, Thanksgiving dinner at. They now have a couch to have movie night. They obviously have beds now and a restorative. We try to make our bedrooms very restorative and peaceful, as we know they're, you know, coming from suffering. And so a lot of kids say to us, I've never told my friends at school that I'm living in my car, and now I can have sleepovers.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I can have my friends over.
How do you find these families? So what, how do you, what's the candidate process?
That's a great question. Definitely a popular question we get asked. So we work with the shelters and we work with case managers, and we ask for them to refer the most in need. Because we're only doing one home per week right now, we want to get to two homes per week next year. But we ask them to refer families that would not be able to get this furniture and would be so grateful that it would give them the most impact. We really want what we're doing to provide a lasting impact that's generational. So thankfully, you know, we've done 60 homes and they've all gone amazing. The families have loved their new home. They've told us they never want to leave. They've told us no one's ever been this kind to me. No one's ever been this nice to me. It's been a great, every week is great.
Just makes you want to cry happy tears every time when you do these kind of jobs. But, you know, I think I read an article about you guys, and a lot of the people that you serve, you were saying that how even if they got a home, they couldn't afford to furnish it. So there's nothing in the house. Yeah. They're sleeping on the floor, literally. And even if they're lucky enough, like I said, to even find a place to live, that's about all they could afford, especially in San Diego. Yeah.
And you know what? What I thought was really interesting is when we were reading about this and the statistics for people staying in these new homes. The national statistic that you guys gave, I think, was something like 50% of them end up going back to homelessness. But for you guys, after the apartment is furnished, then I think it's 1% maybe?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, before Humble, I had no idea, first of all, that when people got into housing, they were sleeping on the floor. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I had no idea. That's super common that people will be sleeping on the floor. Kids, we've had a home with four kids sleeping on tile.
Oh yeah.
So it's definitely opened my eyes. Like I think we don't realize, we think that housing means a furnished, lovely white picket fence home. But in a lot of cases across the country, even when people receive housing, number one, some don't know what or how to go about it. They're more comfortable in their cars, or they're more comfortable at the shelter. So it's a big chapter. It's a new chapter for a lot of people. We see that often, you know, just having this furniture makes such a difference in their lives. And because it provides that sense of ownership, it makes it feel like home. We had a client last week, before we furnished her home, she said, I don't want to be here. They don't feel connected to it. Right. And when she came home, she said, I never want to leave.
Aww. You know, I wonder if, you know, when you've got a family that's been sleeping in their car and there's a kid involved, if that's all that child's ever known, is there a weird almost separation anxiety from a parent when they're not sleeping in the same room or sleeping so close together? I saw one picture where the mom had a bed. They did kind of like a bunk bed situation. And I wondered that. Did they want to stay close together?
That's a good question. Honestly, in San Diego, a lot of the homes are 1 to 2 bedrooms that we're furnishing. So that room was, yes, it was a mom and a son. We have that often where they're sharing a room, just because obviously we all know San Diego is so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are a lot of changes that come out of, you know, like we're saying, just because you get housing doesn't mean it's done. Across the country, a lot of people go back to the shelter. We've had a few clients that we really had to walk them through. All right, this is your next chapter. You know, we're going to, and that's why I love what we do, of where the icing on the cake is, like, we help that transition and we give them that new space, you know, that new state of mind. Seeing this beautiful furnished home that looks magazine ready, it kind of helps them get to that next chapter. And what we hope is that it'll affect their kids and their grandkids now that they have this furnished home. I will say, in San Diego, the number is not as high as 50%, because it's so hard to get housing here. People are more likely to stay in it, but we definitely know with our service that it gives them that ownership and it makes them a home. And it's just, we change their lives in 4 hours. We really do.
Do you follow up with the families after a while?
We do. We do. To get that data, we do ask, every 3 months, we check in with their case manager or the client, depending on, you know, what services they have. And we ask them if they're still in the home, how their lives have changed. We do want to, you know, take a step further with Humboldt Design and gather more data about, you know, are their kids' grades better? Is their health better? Yeah. How's their sleep? I mean, we've had so many families tell us, like, their kids have no problem waking up for school now. Before it was a struggle. When we provide that furnished, like, beautiful restorative home with their dresser and their desk, we definitely encourage a homework desk. We want to gather more data about how it affects their lives. We know it does, but we just need to spend a little more time on that.
And just like the reality TV shows that we watch, you know, on HGTV, maybe that's just me all Saturday long, but, you know, that you pull up to the house, you got those big trucks filled with all the furniture, and it's everything too. It's there. Yes. It's not just the bed, but all the bedding, the towels, the everything you need for a home, the dishes, everything you do.
Yes, it's a really dignified experience. That's what I love about Humble. We have a few, you know, kind of missions, I guess you would say. We have a few things that we work on. Number one, we really want to provide dignity to the family. That is what we're doing, and we're doing it through giving them furniture. Mm-hmm. So when the designer sits and interviews them, that is providing a human experience and a human connection and a reminder that there's people that care. And when they see 10 volunteers there on Friday who worked so hard to present this home to them, we really want to give them that love, kindness, dignity. And that's, we're doing that through furniture. And then, as you mentioned, because that's part of our mission, we, Trigger, our founder, wants us to give them our best. And our best is that they deserve everything we have. She's told us that before, that just because if you have a TV, they deserve a TV.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything.
Tell us about the founder, too. Tell us how this all came about, because I think they're just like an amazing couple.
They are a phenomenal couple. I'm sure you'll meet them soon as they move to San Diego. So they're amazing. I actually used to nanny for them 10 years ago. And right when I walked in and right when I met them, I just thought they were such a cool, creative couple. And at that time, 10 years ago in Detroit, Trigger was helping a friend that she had met through another nonprofit that she was working at. Actually, she went into work one day and, you know, as usually was talking to her, this coworker and friend at work, and she learned that she was actually living in a homeless shelter. And Trigger has a huge heart, of course, you can see behind her starting this organization. And she said, oh, no, I am not going to stand for this. I'm going to find housing. So she jokes that she felt like a hero, you know, driving up to the home with the family and so excited that she finally has housing and that, you know, she helped her get it. And then she felt so horrible because she saw the family and the children making nests on the floor. With a lot of families in Detroit use blanket, they use like garbage bags of like clothing as pillows. Mm-hmm. And she saw them kind of making their nests. So Trigger said, once again, you know, I'm not going to stand for this. And she reached out to her community when she was picking up her kids from school, when she was out in her neighborhood asking people, you know, do you have linens? Do you have, you know, kitchen items? Do you have a couch? And she was able, it actually took her, I think, a few weeks to furnish the home as opposed to now we've got it dialed. But it took her a few weeks. And then after helping this one friend, people started kind of dumping furniture on her lawn because she had become known as the furniture lady. And so she had like a sofa on her lawn and, you know, her garage was filled. So she called a bunch of nonprofits and asked them, hey, I have some furniture I'd love to donate to your clients. And they say, there's no nonprofit that furnishes homes.
Oh.
So she's the type of person that says, if you think someone should do something, you should do it. And so Humboldt Design was born. It was a slow, you know, process in the beginning, of course, learning all the logistics of collecting furniture, the designers, the day of service that we furnish the home. So it's been an amazing journey. And they moved to San Diego about 2 years ago as well.
So they followed you.
I joke that I moved here and then they moved here. And we're so lucky that we've got to work on this and meet the San Diego community. And it's been, I cannot tell you guys, it's been such a journey this past 2 years.
Well, you know what's cool? There's a lot of charities that are asking for donations, and people want to see where their money goes. Mm-hmm. They do. I mean, even with the best of intentions, people just want to know. I don't want my money to go to all these big overhead costs, or right. Who knows, the big national organizations. Where's my money really going? It's staying right here in San Diego, and from A to Z, start to finish, that you're doing one complete home. I just love that idea. So people actually know what they're giving to.
Yeah.
And you have a cool thing, too, that you guys do. As we talk about donations, I'd love to hear about what you need from individuals and what you need from corporations, because corporations, you say, can send like 10 of their workers so they can go be those people to kind of put the stuff in the home that final day.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Yes, we love that. That is something that we kind of created through Humble. As, you know, we were furnishing the homes just in the beginning, we started to realize that there was this need for this community involvement. So we have on Friday in San Diego, we furnish the home and we have a company or individual sponsor the family for a financial commitment, and they're able to bring 10 volunteers with them. And, you know, we start the day with an orientation, learn about Humble Design. We drive over to the home. We have our trucks and our movers and our designers. We furnish the home. It's a great team building experience. And then what's really special about Humble is that they get to meet the family.
Yes.
And hug them and talk to them. And it's just like the most wonderful experience that definitely, you know, us as a team, it helps us and it grounds us every week, and it reminds us of what we're doing, and it's just the most humbling experience. So,
well, I noticed that you guys are really good at documenting this. So you have a lot of videos of that people can watch of this actually happening. The families walking and seeing the home for the first time.
But as Yvonne says, okay, just have your Kleenex ready. That's all. I just want to give you a little warning here before you watch this.
You know, they're impactful. They're powerful.
They are. It's probably one of the fun parts, the most fun parts about Humble, is that we have so much content and so many videos. And now that we're in 4 locations, we have 7 homes a week that we're furnishing. So we have amazing videos. Yes, a lot of them have gone viral. I think one of them reached 50 million viewers.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
So they are really emotional, honestly. Like, we cry every week. Just a reminder, I think even for myself, when we go to the home on Friday and, you know, we're all living our busy lives, we're working, we're juggling all these things, you know, and when you go in and you hear their story of these people that were living in their car, living in a homeless shelter, and it's just so grounding, honestly. Yeah. It's a reminder of reality, almost.
Totally. I mean, I left here kind of late, went around the corner to get gas, and here it is, dark, the wind is howling, it's pouring rain, and there's a homeless guy just sitting there on the sidewalk, and just, I felt so bad for him. He had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You know, so what you're doing is just such great work. I'm sorry.
I love that.
No.
You should be sorry for having a heart, Sue.
I don't think I can be on the team.
Oh my gosh. You definitely have to join. You definitely have to join.
Like, she's out. She's like,
I know.
She's too
Sue
emotional.
Would be somewhere crying in the corner.
No. We love it.
You know what? It's too around the holidays where everybody really thinks about, you know, to go out and serve the homeless or help people like that. But when you see what you're doing, this is a year-round thing. This is not just like a season or a couple of months. You know, it really, really is. And so you're doing such great work. What else do you need? Do you need donations of furniture? Do you need new stuff, used stuff? I mean, how does this work?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And, you know, thank you for asking. I love that. On that note, I love that you mentioned that you saw someone and wanted to help, because through Humble, we provide that experience. And we have, you know, the whole process where people can plug in and get to meet. You know, we've talked about that we're one of the only nonprofits that you get to actually come and meet and talk to and hug the family and create that humble community and that connection. Yeah. So we give you guys that process to be able to plug into. And that's why our volunteers have said, you know, some of them are retired and some of them have said, I haven't felt purpose in a long time.
Wow.
And now coming in, volunteering at the warehouse. So you mentioned, how can people get involved? I will tell you how people can get involved in Humble San Diego. Number one is obviously donations to help fund our program would be phenomenal. Running a nonprofit is very similar to a business. We have a lot of costs with gas and insurance, and we're people heavy. We're paying people are who moving this forward every week. So definitely donations. You can go to humbledesign.org and click San Diego. Easily donate funds online would be just incredible. Another way is to come volunteer. So we'd love to have you guys, especially you two, we'd love to have you both come volunteer and furnish a home with us on Friday, just because it's just life-changing. Mm-hmm. And I love for anyone I meet to come experience it. And then throughout the week, we do have volunteer hours from like 10 to 2. They are, you know, shorter hours, but we are a small team. So that's just what we can manage right now is, I think, Tuesday through Thursday from 10 to 2. You can come help organize. If people are crafty, they can come help paint and create the kids' items in their room and, you know, spray paint and different things like that.
How fun.
I love it. And then the other way is donating furniture. Definitely check our Instagram, Humble Design San Diego. We put weekly wish lists of what we need.
Oh, good.
That's great. Yeah.
So it can be gently used furniture.
Yes.
Or new. So this might be a good time to clean out that garage as I look in the mirror when I say that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the craft and the artisan element of what you guys are doing is very special. And you keep mentioning dignity. And I think that the care that you take to actually find people to make these custom things for these families, you know, that reflects that attempt to bring dignity, you know.
I appreciate that. It's one of my favorite parts about Humble as well because I have a design background. It's phenomenal if you come in and see the volunteers because, you know, you have all sorts of talent throughout San Diego, of course. So we have volunteers that come in and they'll paint the child's name above the bed in 5 minutes. And it's just incredible to see the art aspect. We were actually in an art show about 2 months ago. I featured one of our clients leaving homelessness that was an artist. So we definitely incorporate. We have a great art aspect and a lot of people in the design world love what we do. And then to speak to your question again as well, a lot of companies are able to come in and interior design companies, furniture companies, and help sponsor the families, which is super helpful.
And for the companies that are always looking for ways to give back into the community, you wrap it up in a nice little pretty bow for them. It's like, here it is. This is what we need. Send us 10 of your people. And and then, sure, they can go out there, take pictures, you know, put it up on social posts and stuff, too, about ways that they're helping the community, direct ways that they're helping the community. And so it's an easy thing for companies to get involved with. And you know what? They're always looking for ways to do that. Go to your boss tomorrow morning and say, hey, I found a great thing that we could do. I think this is going to be an awesome thing for us to get involved with. Yeah. 10 of us could do it each week. Listen, that's a very small group of people that you're asking for, really, for companies like that have way more employees than that. That's easy ask.
And I thought it was, okay, so before we started the interview, I think we're talking now about volunteers, but how many people did you say are actually working in your office?
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes. We have 2 full-time employees, including myself, and then 4 part-time. So we are, you know, very, very responsible in keeping it low budget and being able to do 1 home a week.
This is grassroots.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Maybe dirt.
That is amazing.
Knowing that there's just 2 full-time people and you're one of them and you get a house done every single week. And I know you have a lofty goal to get even more.
Yes.
Well, one of our sister stations is involved in this too. Alt 94.9 has something coming up that we want to really help with, and they've got a goal too.
Yeah, so on December 13th from 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., our sister station Alt 94.9 is hosting Dana and Jason's Home for the Holidays.
Dana and Jason are going to be taking over the airwaves that whole time, and basically their goal is to do this for one family. But hey, if they can do that for more than one family, that's awesome. So go on to the Alt 94.9 website.
And you can get more information on that. And I believe that they've been interviewing people who've participated in this program. And so you'll get to hear stories from families who have moved into homes that have been helped by Humble Design.
Yes, we're really lucky that Alt 94.9, Dana and Jason, they've been so supportive. They love what we do, especially the dignity aspect of just, you know, meeting families in San Diego and helping them, helping reducing homelessness in San Diego. That's a huge mission, I think, for Dana and Jason. So they've been so supportive. They want to sponsor, you know, 1 or 2 homes in San Diego. So they'll be hosting us, as you mentioned, on December 13th. And we're just so grateful for them and for you guys both just wrapping your arms around us and helping us out in San Diego.
I mean, what people realize when they do something like this that's very grassroots and they see the people that they're helping, like, right in front of them, you know, that's a win-win because it's helping you, but it's also really helping that person too because it feels really good to give. It feels really, really good. It makes your heart feel nice and full and happy when you give back to somebody else. And especially, you know what's interesting too? If you're going through a hard time, if you've ever been through a hard time, if someone's ever reached out and helped you before, you understand how much this means to someone, to a family. And imagine how much that would mean to a parent with children that have never had their own room before. Yeah. By the way, speaking of which, when you've got those 10 people that are out there, are kids ever allowed to come too? Do you ever ask for input, like from kids, from what a kid would like to see in a room.
I love that. We've had two groups this past year that I think were 12 and 13 year olds, and it was so touching to see high schooler. We got the 12 and the 13, and then we had some high schoolers furnish the home. It was adorable. I'll say that they got it done faster than than us adults, so it is really sweet. And you know, that's something I love about Trigger and Rob as well. They teach their children.
Yes.
We encourage teaching children to give. Mm-hmm. So that is part of what we're doing as well. You know, we don't limit this to just adults. We definitely want children right. and different communities to understand like what it means to give and provide empathy and dignity and kindness to someone
and
else.
That word right there, empathy, is a hard word to teach children. You know, it really is, especially teenagers that they can be very self-involved. It's just the way it is. It's just kind of that age. Mm-hmm. But when you show them that, when they understand how good that feels to help someone, then that continues. That ball keeps rolling, and they'll continue that in their lifetime and do that. Because that's something you should do throughout your life is find ways to give back. Whatever touches your heart, and this has definitely touched ours, and I think that it's really going to help a lot of people. I think Dana and Jason's Home for the Holidays event is going to be pretty spectacular.
It's going to be great. And then I believe they're going to be decorating a home too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people will be able to watch Dana and Jason decorate a home, which should be, I feel like, very entertaining.
Pretty epic. I don't know what Jason's going to come up with.
I feel like it's going to be a very shiny home.
Oh, no.
I love that. Oh, my goodness.
They're so much fun. We love them so much. There's ways that then you can reach out through the Alt 94.9 website too, to help out with cash donations or again for any other kind of donations that you might need to. And is that going to link to your website about your needs?
Yes, that'll link to our website. Definitely look forward to, you know, furnishing a home with them and you guys as well. Definitely invite you guys to furnish a home. And you know, just want to thank you guys so much again, because really it's the community. We could not do it without each other. Honestly, like working in San Diego and meeting all the different people that want to help and want to get involved, that's what re-motivates us to keep going. So,
well, as you said, you know, we have thousands of homeless people here in San Diego, but on top of that, we have a lot of veterans. And you mentioned veterans is one of the people that you serve a lot too. Why is that?
Oh, that's a great point. So when we first moved here, we thought that we would almost be a veteran-only location because there are so many homeless veterans in San Diego. One of our partners, Townspeople, is a mostly veteran-filled apartment complex, which I'm so happy to say we've done almost 10 homes in their complex. So we've built this humble community to where when we go in with our truck on Friday, their neighbors are so excited for them. So it's built this, you know, humble community. And yeah, we love it. Obviously, we want to help anyone that is leaving homelessness, that really needs our help and is just, you know, has been suffering, doesn't have the financial means to get furniture. As we know, it's really expensive. So we're happy to help.
And you've got a few really great partners that have helped you in this too.
Yeah, for sure. That's been the fun part about coming to San Diego and learning like who's going to love our mission and who wants to get involved. So we've had Frank Motors has furnished two homes this year through Frank Subaru and Frank Toyota. We absolutely love them. They're so family
oriented.
They're
so amazing. Well, they are a whole family of themselves. Yeah, too. They're really great.
Oh, yeah. They're down the street from us in National City. And then we've had La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery Center, who we absolutely adore. They furnished three homes with us. Right when we met them, they loved our mission and they said, we want to support three homes this year. And that's just a huge testament to them and their kindness, their empathy. So Marie and Monique at La Jolla Cosmetic
That's great.
Our girls, we love them. And then Peers Network is a great organization. There are about 10 entrepreneurs in San Diego that each year they try to help the community, and they have a gala that features one nonprofit, and they also send the leader to Harvard Extension Program.
Hello. Wow.
Yeah, so we are so grateful that they chose us this year, and they were able to donate a great amount to us to help our mission, and they've also furnished two homes with us.
See? Your company could be one of those.
That's what I'm saying. It's such a great goodwill thing for you to do for your company. People are always looking for ways to reach out. And this is great for then not only a huge corporation, but somebody really small. I mean, only 10 people is not a lot.
Honestly, I think it helps company culture to be able to do something like that together. So,
and, you know, we've had here at Entercom, they've sent us out on all these kind of team building sort of things.
This would be a great team building
thing to do together. And while you literally are working as a team to do something really terrific in the neighborhood. And again, for people who want to reach out before we wrap up here, they can get to you either on your website or your Facebook page.
Yeah, so humbledesign.org, click San Diego. And then we also have a Facebook page, Humble Design San Diego. And then we have an Instagram page, Humble Design San Diego, which are really fun. You get to see the families we help each week. And yeah, shoot us an email if you'd like to get involved. We'd love to meet you. It's been such a joy meeting everyone here in the community.
Watch the videos, have the Kleenex. I think I'm clearly going to need them too to continue watching. And I promise I'm not going to cry when we go. I'm going to be very happy.
We'll all cry together. We cry every week. It's okay.
Do you really?
It's good. I mean, we're just like an emotional like factory, I guess. We're
getting all the feels out.
Yeah, yes, get the all feels the out. Feels.
Part of Humble.
I just cannot thank you enough for coming by. We're just so thrilled to even learn about this and the way that you are helping the San Diego community directly. Thank you for all the good work that you've done here in San Diego.
That means so much. That's really, really touching, and I just appreciate that. I'm honored to be here, and the whole Entercom has just been so, so kind. So thank you guys.
No problem. Okay, well, that's it for this episode of Living Better in San Diego. If you want to drop us a line, if there's something you want us to talk about, go ahead and send us an email at livingbetter@entercom.com.
Esther, thank you so much for coming by today. We
thank
love you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!